Will we allow Jesus to enter into our house? Will we allow Jesus to come in? Saint Teresa of Avila is known as one of the great saints of our church. She lived during the 16th century, and she was a Carmelite reformer. She was known for her deep prayer life, her deep interiority, just being in touch with God. She had amazing experiences of being loved in prayer. And there's a statue over in Rome that portrays her being pierced in the heart with an arrow, this dart of love, as it is called. And it's Saint Teresa in ecstasy. So she was in tune with the spiritual life. But she didn't always begin well. In her 30s, she was actually pretty lax with her prayer life. When, if I remember right, she was late 30s, she actually didn't pray for an entire year. And the reason being was that she felt her weakness. She experienced this sinfulness in her life. And she wanted to have a conversion to change herself before she started praying again. Later on, she acknowledges of how big of a mistake that was. That it's really God, when we encounter his love for us, that's what brings about conversion. That's what brings about holiness. So a spiritual principle for each one of us is the primacy of grace. When we allow Jesus in, that's when we grow. That's when we grow in love. And that's what Saint Teresa of Avila spoke about. And that's what we see in our readings today. God enters in, and that's what brings holiness. That's what brings about conversion. That's what brings about peace and joy in our lives. We all know this story of Zacchaeus. And he's an interesting figure for us because it says that he is short in stature, that he climbed up a sycamore tree, that he was a chief tax collector. As we know, tax collectors were not liked by anyone. And they weren't liked by their fellow Jews, because they would take their money and give that money to the Romans, because they were working for the Roman oppressors. So they were hated by everyone. And if that isn't bad enough, he was a chief tax collector, meaning he was a head tax collector, so he was doubly hated. No one liked this Zacchaeus. It said that he was very wealthy, so he did this for many years. He was this tax collector for many years. In some ways, he points to us as a primal sinner, that he is the sinner in this town of Jericho. And in some ways, we can all relate to Zacchaeus, can't we? In some ways, we desire to grow in the spiritual life, but we grow lukewarm. It says that he is short in stature, so he was physically short, but in some ways he was spiritually short as well. He was small-souled, as one commentator put it. He might have a desire for great things, but he doesn't have the virtue, the energy, the strength to live it out. So we can see ourselves in Zacchaeus. And all it took was a little desire to see who this Jesus was that entered the town. So wherever we're at, if we're struggling with a particular sin, if we desire great things from God, and we don't experience that, we can still have great hope when we look at this Zacchaeus. That first reading of wisdom speaks about that God is a lover of souls. Everything that he holds into existence, everything that he created, he loves. Simply put, we are not defined by our sins, our failures, our weaknesses, but rather we're defined by God's love for us. That's what we are defined by, God's love for us, this lover of souls. And what do we see when Jesus enters this town of Jericho? He sees Zacchaeus up in this tree. He tells him, "Hurry down. I want to enter into your house." It's a biblical image of, I want to dwell with you, to be with you. Zacchaeus was filled with joy, and he allowed him in. And we see when Zacchaeus experienced God's love, the unconditional face of love of Jesus Christ, he was transformed. Anything that I extorted from someone, I'll give them four times in return. I'm going to give half my possessions to those in need. It was this encounter with the face of unconditional love that changed Zacchaeus. It wasn't that Zacchaeus first changed himself. It was meeting the living God. And so will we allow Jesus to enter into our home? One of the joys of priesthood that I've spoken with some others is that to actually do house blessings. And fortunately, I was able to have one last evening. And it was actually a pretty tidy place. But some houses, as we know with children, like when I think of some of my family members, a house can get messy really quick. And maybe when I go over for a supper or a house blessing, I'll spend some time in the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, and it's a great evening, and it's a tidy place. But when I ask if I can go and bless the different rooms of the house, we get that response, well, it's going to be messy. You don't need to worry about that. The entire house is already going to be blessed. Don't go in there. Don't go into that storage closet. Don't go into that bathroom or that bedroom. And how we can, how that can translate into the spiritual life. Jesus, you can come into my living room. I think I got it sorted out here, but don't go in that storage closet. That's not how Jesus works, though. He wants to get into everything, even into our weaknesses, our sins, our sufferings, our failings. He wants to go there, but we need to allow him to go there. He doesn't force himself upon us. And that's what we see with Zacchaeus. That's what we see with St. Teresa of Avila. Encountering the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And that's what transforms us. That's what brings about our holiness. That brings about conversion. So will we allow Jesus in? Will we allow him into every room of our house? Into every room of our heart? Let's ask for that grace this week.